Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really zeroing in on a major choke point.
Yeah, one that could fundamentally threaten the whole energy transition.
Exactly. The critical minerals market. We're starting with lithium.
Mm-hmm.
We've got sources here detailing the, well, the immense global challenge, but also focusing on a potential UK solution. Tees Valley Lithium, or TVL.
Right. So our mission today is to take this material on TVL and, you know, putting it in context, contextualize it against this, frankly, huge global supply imbalance.
Imbalance feels like an understatement based on these numbers.
It really is. I mean, the scale of the refining bottleneck is just unprecedented. When you look at global capacity for lithium refining, that crucial step for battery grade stuff, China controls what? Well over 70%?
70%. Wow. That's less market leadership and more like total dominance. Where did that leave Europe in this picture?
Well, Europe's share is tiny in comparison, just about 2% of global refining capacity right now.
2%.
And here's the real kicker for the UK specifically, the region we're sort of focusing on with TVL. Their current refining supply, it's zero.
Zero. Okay, so this isn't just about meeting targets. It's about actually getting the materials needed to, well, build the batteries for EVs and everything else.
Precisely. It's fundamental.
Okay, let's dig into the urgency then. Just how steep is this demand curve we're seeing?
Well, lithium demand, it hit about 1.1 million tons LCE. That's lithium carbonate equivalent in 2024.
Right.
Which is already a tenfold increase since 2015. And the forecast, it suggests we'll blow past 5 million tons LCE by 2035.
5 million tons. And where's that demand coming from mainly?
Overwhelmingly, it's energy stored. We're talking 86% driven directly by batteries for electric vehicles and those big grid-scale storage systems that renewables rely on.
Okay, so Europe's in this massive squeeze, needing over a million tons of battery-grade lithium every year by 2030. How's the market reacting on the buyer side? Are the commodity traders still running the show?
Actually, that's changing quite dramatically. What we're seeing now is vehicle manufacturers, the OEMs, they're increasingly going direct.
Direct to the refineries. Skipping the middleman.
Exactly. They're trying to guarantee their future supply, obviously, but also it allows them to impose stricter ESG standards.
Ah, okay. Environmental, social governance stuff.
Right. And crucially, it helps them avoid single points of failure, you know, being too reliant on one supplier or one region, especially China.
But doesn't that direct sourcing introduce, sort of, new risks? You lose the risk management and liquidity that traders usually provide, right?
That's absolutely a factor, a commercial reality. But it seems the sheer urgency of securing supply is overriding those traditional risk calculations for now.
Which brings us neatly back to the UK response then. Tees Valley Lithium,
mm-hmm.
TVL. So this project is about building the UK's first large-scale midstream lithium conversion facility in Teesside.
That's the claim.
And the sources say the initial phase, train one, is aiming for about 25,000 tons per year, 25 kitipa of battery-grade lithium hydroxide.
Correct. With big plans to scale that up later, potentially to 100 kitipa.
And first production is targeted for early 2028. So still a few years out.
Yes. These things take time. But the location, Teesside, is really strategic.
Why Teesside specifically?
Well, you've got this incredible chemical industry heritage there, like 150 years of expertise, plus practical things like deep water port access.
Okay, logistics.
And free port status, which helps. And there's potential for clean energy supply nearby. Think Dogger Bank Wind Farm.
Right, right. Now, what about the economics? Because building these plants isn't cheap. The sources mentioned TVL keeping Train 1's CapEx below $250 million. How are they managing that? It seems efficient.
Yeah, it seems quite capital efficient. A key part of their strategy, according to the material, is their feedstock choice.
Ah, what are they using?
They're focusing on sourcing technical grade lithium carbonate, which is cheaper. It can apparently be secured at a 25% to 40% discount compared to already battery grade material.
So they do the final conversion step themselves, but start with a slightly less refined, cheaper input.
Exactly. And crucially, this approach sidesteps some of the big challenges faced elsewhere. For instance, some Chinese operations process a hard rock ore called lepidolite.
Okay.
That requires really intensive acid-based processing. It's costly and generates huge amounts of waste residue. TVL's process using carbonate is presented as a specific cleaner innovation.
Got it. So pulling this together for you listening, what does this mean? Well, projects like TVL seem vital for regional security of supply, right?
Definitely for regional security. And they aim to avoid the high costs and, frankly, the environmental headaches associated with some other parts of the existing supply chain.
But that's the regional fix. Let's connect back to the global picture one last time.
Yeah, because the global challenge, it really does remain staggering. We saw those forecasts earlier. To hit the 2035 demand levels, the market needs something like an additional 2 million MTLCE of new supply.
2 million tons more than today's expanded capacity.
Yeah, on top of everything already planned. Now, here's the rub. The sources suggest most of that additional supply would come from projects with operational costs over $10,000 per ton LCE.
Okay, so significantly more expensive than current production.
Right. So, the final thought, the provocative question maybe for you to ponder, is this. Can the industry realistically expand supply that fast, hit those massive 2035 numbers, without a pretty significant and sustained rebound in lithium prices? Do we need a much higher incentive price to make building all that new, more expensive capacity actually happen?